So yeah, this is continuation from this morning. Somebody says, well, books, I can't see it. Well, I'm telling you where to look. I'm telling you where to look. Just like if you were dealing with some kind of medical issue, I'd say, go over here to Dr. Berg. He's telling the truth. Go over here to Dr. Eckberg. He's telling the truth. Go to this website. They're telling the truth. Go over here and they will explain it very clearly. What's going on. And so the same is true with people wanting to see deeper spiritual truth, right? And you say, well, go right over here, go to the etymology of any word, unfold it multiple ways, and it will start to reveal itself. Take a word, any word, break it into parts, break it into its cognates, and take each cognate and unfold it, and it will reveal deeper truth. It's right there. It's right in front of you. And the more you break it into pieces, the more clear it becomes. Because you can actually do that with shapes too. If you break all the shapes down to their individual, as far as you can, if you take a circle or a letter, let's say you take the letter A and you just start cutting it in half into pieces, right? And then you take the letter B and you cut it into pieces. You're going to see a little curly Q. You're going to see a vertical line, a horizontal line, an angle. You're going to see a half circle. The letter R, you break it down, and you're going to see this thing that kind of, like the part that goes up and to the right, you'll see that little piece. So you break everything down to the lowest denominator. And if you break a line down into enough parts, you'll see a dot, right? You'll see a line, a vertical line, a slanted line, you'll see a dot, you'll see a curly Q, you'll see let's say a capital letter Q, and you break that into parts, you're going to see that part that goes down, it's like a little curve. Each one of those parts has a deeper meaning. And if you look at the Hebrew language, you can see those little lines and dashes and dots and curly Qs and those little parts that come, the tail on the Q, the letter Q has the little tail. All those parts have a name, have a meaning, and they have a deeper meaning. And just like a programming language, so if you wanted to learn Pascal, C++, C#, Fortran, PHP, whatever language you want to learn, you got to learn the basics. And so if you go down to the basics, you go down to the root, you start to see the deeper truth. And so what happens is, as you unfold words, as you unfold cognates, as you unfold phonics, as you unfold anything really, because everything is derived from the source. The word etymology means from source, right? Back to source. You're tracing it back to source. Let's say there's a little river or a little lake or something or a pond that's filling up, and you go and find out where the water's coming in, and then you walk up that river. You say, well, where's this water coming from? And so you follow the river. You might have to go to the next city, and you just keep walking. It might go to the next city. It might go to the next state. You just keep walking, and you finally go to the source. And you say, oh, so this little pond in this city, and this pond in this city, and this pond over in this city, it came from a lake over here in this other state. And you say, oh, they came from the same source. And so now I see how they're all connected and they're all related. And so all words unfold from the logos. God controls the languages. He split all the languages up, and that you read that in the book of Genesis. God came down and said, let us split up the languages. So God split the languages up. But you see how when the languages were together, they wanted to build a Tower of Babel, right? Why would they be able to do that? Because they came together as one, the whole world. what's really happening is the deep esoteric people from the dark side, they realize they're in a simulation, and they realize they're in a script, a book, a 3D version of a book, and they know it's all scripted. And the only way you're going to get out of the script and have your free will is to get saved, and then those that are slaves to Jesus are free. Those that are a slave to the devil, they're a slave to the script. Notice the people who can't stop drinking. They can't stop drugging. They can't stop lying. They can't stop cursing. They can't stop whatever habit it is. They can't stop it. They're slave to the habit. Why? They're slaves to the devil. There's a spirit running their script. It's a demonic spirit. And they cannot stop that script. When you are in Jesus, you can break any stronghold in Christ. You can break the script. Because you're outside of time. You're outside of the 3D. You're not your body. When you realize you're not your body, you're higher and you're eternal and your body's not. Now think about that. Your body's not eternal, but you are. So you're not your body. And so when you come to that realization, the body doesn't control you. You control the body. Yeah, there's a little robotic programs running in your body to keep your heart pumping and stuff like that. And you need that. Otherwise, you would be dead. If you had to keep your heart, your blood pressure, and all that pumping, you wouldn't last 1 minute. There has to be a system in your body that regulates your body. You know. The matrix, the machine. So why would God give you a body that just regulates itself? But you have a free will in your mind. Because he's giving you the opportunity to get saved, you know. But most people squander it. And you say, well, I still can't see it. Pray about it. Take any word. I don't care what word it is. And you unfold it. You go to the etymology. If you need to start out in the dictionary, that's fine. But the word etymology means from source. And if you take and you unfold that word to its source, and then you do another one, and you do another one, and you do another one, and you do 100 words, and you unfold those 100 words back to source, you're going to come to a conclusion. You can do this with 1,000 words. It might take you 5 years, but you will come to the same conclusion. And I'm telling you to try the spirit, test the spirit, see if I'm telling you a lie. And if you find out I'm wrong, email me and I'll change my perspective if I'm wrong. Unfold any word. Take 1,000 words, take 10,000 words and unfold them. And you'll come back to 4 root words. Cut, turn, union, and flow. And if you take those 4 root words, cut, turn, union, and flow, and you break those words into parts, what do you get? The first one you get is CU, which sounds like Q. And then the letter T. C is agape. T is the cross. CU sounds like Q, right? Cut. So God has taken the Q creatures, Q-U-E, U-E. And so U is like U, E-W-E. So God has taken the Q creatures, which are the sheep, changing them into born again via the cross. QT. That's why it's Q-tips. Because the Q-tips are the saints giving you a tip on how to get out of this place. Turn. take the word turn and break it into parts. T-U-R-N. T is the cross. U is the sheep. R is royalty. U to be. N. N is the snake and the fish. Turn. By the cross, you are turned back in. And it's like an urn. They take and burn a body and put it in an urn. Die daily. Take up your cross. Follow me. Sackcloth and ashes. Turn. Union. Okay, so the word union. U-N-I-O-N. U are in ion. Ion is the walk. The power walk. Walking in the spirit. So when you get in union, U-N-I-O-N. U-N-walk. U-N-power. U-N-I-O-N. Breaking the word into parts. You get the sheep going through the fish, the snake and the fish, the letter N, which Jesus became sin for us. He became the snake on the cross to fish you up, the 153 fish. Ion is the power, and it's also the walk, to go. To be in union gives you the power to walk, to go about your business. Cut, turn, union, and flow. So flow, flow goes back to follow, an ordered list. F-L-O-W. Your body W. The letter F is 6, which is man. He doesn't have the power in his own strength. But as an ordered list, in Q, Q-U-E-U-E, you're in Q after Christ. Because you went through the cutting process, you went through the turning process, you went through the union process, faith alone and Jesus alone. And so you became one with God. So now you're able to flow. So you move from the 6, the letter F, by God, L, E-L goes back to God, L, the letter L sounds like E-L. O-L or L-O is ordered list, your body W. So the W is double U. Your body double. So you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. So your body double down here has the Holy Spirit, the earnest of the Spirit. So you're able to flow because of the power of Christ in you. So you're following after, follow, F-O-L, F-O-L-L-O-W. You're following in an ordered list after Christ. In your body double, which is down here inside time, and time is befallen. So you're down walking down here in this befallen, corrupt system. In a fallen, corrupt body that's going back to the grave. The letter F is 6 foot under. So they're going to bury you 6 foot under, the letter F. But you're following after by faith, an ordered list in Q. And so if you look at the Star Trek series, there was these creatures called Qs. And they'd say, hello, Q. And the other one would say, hello, Q. And these Q creatures had supernatural powers. The Q continuum. Why is it called a continuum? Because it's forever. It's eternal. You are a part of the Q continuum. Because you're in series after Jesus, being cut down here, being turned in union to follow after in the flow, in the spirit walk. So what's happening? So here's what's happening. No matter what you look at, any word, if you break it down into its constituent parts, its individual, break it down as far as you can get, and you pray about it, and God is going to start to show you the truth is hidden in plain view. Now, you might not take it down to the extreme that I took it, but you can look out in front of you and look at a tree, and you can say, okay, what's the deal with that tree? What is going on with that tree? Well, that tree is upright. It was here before I was born. It's going to be here after I'm gone. How's it? It has longevity. It's faithful. It's dependable. And so you take the word faithfulness, faithful, full of faith. So a tree is upright. It's stable. It's faithful. Represents full of faith. So a tree represents faith. And so you look at a street or a road and you say, okay, street is ST. S is snake. T is the cross. A roadway. Jesus is the way. You can only go one way. There's one way. Jesus is the path, the way, the truth, the life. So Jesus is the way. So every road, every highway, every street, every boulevard points back to Jesus. And so you just look at the objects in front of you and you take a holographic perspective and you figure out what the object lesson is. And every object has an object lesson. Every bottle of water has a cap. Every jar has a lid or a cap. There's always a head and there's always a body. Look at any container in your house. It's got the head, it's got the body. And inside the container, some contents. Inside every container is a content. Now, if you take the word content and unfold it, you're going to, content creators. So in every jar, every bottle, every vessel that you have in your house, even a bag, it has content. And so you are a vessel and you're a content creator. And you don't even know it. And so while I got my phone here, I'm going to pull up the word content. I'm going to break it into parts. And we're going to see content together, tent. What is a tent? It's a vessel. So content means to rest or be satisfied, right? Contained, to hold together. C-O-N means together. Ten goes back to stretch. T-E-N goes back to stretch. But let's look at the word, let's go to the word ten, and then we'll look at the word tent. Something stretched, T-E-N. So the tendons in your body are stretched, right? You can stretch your tendons out. If you stretch them too far, it hurts, That's why it's called a tendon, because it stretches. It's a string, it's a sound, it's a pitch. So your water vessel, your tent, let's look the word tent up. So you take and you unfold the words. Tent. To camp. A portable shelter. Your body is a portable shelter. And the word tent goes back to stretch. Why? Because you take each side of the tent and you stretch it, right? And so what do you do when you go into a tent? That's your covering. That's your temporary covering. So your body has tendons that stretch out. Your skin stretches out over your body, over your bones and stuff. And so you are a tent, you are a vessel. And so as the body is walking down here, it's like a tent, it's like a temple. It's a framework, it's a stretch. So when you look at a book or you read a book, it has content, right? And you take and you flip the page and there's some more content. You flip the page and there's some more content. And so you look at all the humans in the world who are walking around in a tent, and they're all together doing whatever, and each person has different content, and you can pick up stuff from every person. It's like turning the page. Each person has different content. That's why on YouTube, you go to a different channel, and there's different content. And you go to this channel, there's different content. Because it's like looking at different tents, and it's the spirit of the person speaking out. The spirit of the man, what's in the heart, comes out through the mouth, right? And as I was scrolling down, it says CNC machining. So the CNC turning machine is what you're in. The machine or the matrix is turning out copies, but it has to cut you. It has to turn you to bring you back into union. Once you're in union with Christ, once you're in union with Jesus by faith, then you can flow. Then you can be in the spirit walk. Then you can be happy and joyful and content and settled and upright like the tree. And you can actually help people see the deeper truth because you have the spirit in you, which can see deeper. Because the spirit in you is outside of time, outside of space. It's eternal. And if that same spirit dwells in you that was in Christ, the same spirit that dwells in you will quicken your mortal bodies. The synapses in your brain will start clicking. And the word synapse actually means synagogue. And so the synapses start clicking. And you start to say, oh, been here my whole life. Oh, wow. It's a revelation to me, but it's always been here. But as you speak it out, you're revealing it to the whole world. And the more truth you speak to the whole world, the more it's being revealed. And that means that Jesus is coming back. The more revelation is starting to appear, the faster he starts to appear. Which is actually it's actually working together. As he's starting to appear, he's starting to reveal more stuff. So as the culmination of the ages happen, people around you are going to start to speak stuff that reveal the whole pie, you know, because most of the people, your grandparents, your parents, they only saw pieces, but now you have the ability to see the whole because there's people speaking the whole truth, like myself. And so when a person comes on the scene that speaks the whole truth and not partial truth, they have to attack that person because they've been so trained by their society, their bloodline, their culture, to only their experience only live in that little piece. And so they fight against each other because they're in that little piece of the truth and not the whole truth. And so the whole pie being preached to all these piecemeal creatures creates drama for them. It doesn't create drama for the person who's in wholeness, but it only creates drama between the pieces because the pieces fight amongst each other. But that's part of the cutting process. And so as the pieces fight each other, they're being cut by each other to turn each other back to oneness, towards wholeness, so they can flow. But all the pieces of the pie are fighting. Oh, I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. I'm Pentecostal. I'm this cult. I'm this ism. I'm Republican. I'm Democrat. I'm this race. I'm this color. It's this color. We're the chosen ones. It's this color. You know, it's just piecemeal knowledge, which creates arguments and fighting. But that's part of the process, because as you're in the piece of the pie, not the whole pie, you're being cut and turned. That's why you're not happy. The person you're attacking, they're happy. If you are a piecemeal person attacking a person who's speaking whole truth, the person you're attacking is in peace. They have their identity complete. But you are the one that's not happy because you're attacking the person who's whole because you're in the peace. You don't see the whole. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you were attacking a person who has holistic, holographic, complete understanding, who's done the work, who's done the meditation, who's done the study, who's done the research, who's knocked, asked, begged, struggled, who's went through the cutting, who went through the turning, and we're all still going through it, don't get me wrong, but who really just scraped and clawed and tried to, and kept saying, Lord, what am I missing? What am I missing? And then God starts to reveal it, and it might take 30 years. But the whole truth is right in front of us. In the shapes, the symbols, the colors, the phonics, the etymology, the words, the letters, the symbols, the math, the science, the anything that man tries to create, even though he might be a psychologist trying to be get the truth through that little piece of the pie, the psychology path that he or she took. There are some truth in psychology. Just like when you start learning about narcissists, you realize that, wait a minute, all narcissists act the same, so there must be a spirit behind a narcissist. Oh, it's a demonic spirit. Oh, the narcissistic system. Oh, it's a devil's. Oh, I got it. It's the flesh mind. Oh, it makes sense now. You put all the puzzle pieces together and all the archetypes start to take you outside of time and space. And as you look at reality outside of time and space, you can see the whole pie. Because as long as you're in the time cycle mindset, you're still in a piecemeal mindset. When you step out of it and look at it from the outside in, you can see the whole pie. But most people are stuck inside time, inside space, inside their little experiment or their little experience, or in their little piece of the pie. Imagine these little miniature people walking around on a pizza. And you cut the pizza into parts, and these little miniature people, and they protect, and the parts are separated by this big valley, right? Because the knife cut the parts, right? So this is my piece of the pie. We have the truth. And they're shouting over that little crevice there that they cut the pizza, these little people, no, we have the truth. And you look over here to the other side of the pizza, and this guy over here's got a piece of the pie. And he's saying, we have the truth. We have the truth. And we know the whole truth's in Jesus, but all these people who are saying, I have the truth. You're crazy. Your piece of the pie isn't the whole pie. Well, your piece of the pie is not the whole pie either. And if they both just reach down, grab the pizza that's underneath their feet, and they taste it, it tastes just like the guy who's across the little chasm. They're yelling across that little, where the knife cut the pizza, right? These little miniature people. And so this guy, he says, grab the dirt under your feet. So the guy grabs the dirt, which is the pizza. He says, put it in your mouth, taste it. What's yours taste like? Tastes like pizza. And he says, reach it, throw it over and let me taste it. He says, well, your dirt tastes like my dirt. And he says, throw your dirt over. Your dirt tastes like my dirt. So they're all standing on the whole pie, but they only see piecemeal knowledge because they're stuck. They're little miniature people with little miniature brains and miniature views, and they think they have the whole pie, and they're actually just standing on a piece of the pie. The whole pie is underneath them, but they don't see it because they only worship the piece instead of the whole. They only focus on the piece instead of the whole. It's really easy once you see it. And then you start. Oh, then you don't fight. You don't argue. You don't need to fight and argue anymore because you stepped into the whole truth. You know. Then when one of these little piecemeal people start to scream at you and say, "You're crazy! What are you talking about?" They don't really understand you because it's like you're speaking on another level. You know, it's kind of like. Kind of like you go to college and you take your first calculus class, but the guy goes into the wrong room. He goes into calculus 3 instead of calculus 1. And so he's sitting there in the chair, and he raises his hand. He said, what are y'all talking about? Do y'all really understand? What? I don't even know what's going on in here. And the teacher says, where's your paperwork? He hands him the paperwork and says, you're in the wrong classroom. You're supposed to be in Calculus 1. You went into the wrong class. This is Calculus 3. So there's no way you can understand Calculus 3 if you haven't even finished Calculus 1. And most people are still in Calculus 1 class. Let's call it Algebra 1 instead of Algebra 3. Most people are still in Algebra 1 class. They haven't even entered into the classroom yet. And because the cares of this life kind of quench out the truth. And so if you're still in Algebra 1, you can't understand Algebra 3 or Algebra 4. There's no way. You went into the wrong classroom. You're still, the cares of this life have blinded you. And no wonder you can't hear somebody who's in Algebra 3 because you haven't even started Algebra 1 yet. But you're calling the people Algebra 3 crazy because you walk in the room and they're saying stuff that you don't even understand. What's he talking about, flesh versus spirit? What's he talking about, Wile E. Coyote versus Runner? What's he talking about, the energy of the flesh? What's he talking about walking in the Spirit? What's he talking about archetypes? What's he talking about overarching patterns? What's he talking about oneness or seated in the heavenlies? What's he talking about the rapture of the church? What's he talking about millennium? What is he talking about? Because you haven't started even on the journey yet. How can you understand, if you haven't started the journey, how can you understand somebody who's been on the journey for 30 years? It's impossible. It's impossible. Imposible in Spanish, right? So it's impossible for you to understand and comprehend because you haven't even stepped into, you haven't even started yet. So you have to attack. So the guy goes into Algebra 3 classroom by mistake, and instead of looking at the professor and the people and say, what are y'all talking about? He starts yelling at them, y'all are crazy. None of this stuff makes sense. You're talking jibber jabber. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? X, Y is equal to Z and divided by another X, Y, Z or whatever. You're not making sense. What is the square root? You know, what are you talking about? Square roots. What are you talking about? Integration. What are you talking about? Because you haven't even started the journey yet. So you think everybody else is crazy because you are so focused on the TV and the news and the music and he said, she said, and what the drama's going on with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your kids or the school or the media or the news. Do you realize that all the news is a distraction? All the music, all the Hollywood, it's all a distraction. The truth is hidden in plain view, but because you have the noise on, you can't see it because you haven't even started Calculus 1 or Algebra 1 or any class yet because you are in the drama, the Draco Ma system. What do you mean Draco Ma? Exactly. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You're still in the Draconian Draco Ma material realm mindset. You're still a brute beast. And you have no idea that you're even a brute beast. You don't even know what that means. You're a brute beast and you don't even know you're a brute beast. You're a Jerry Springer actor in the script of life, but you look at Jerry Springer and laugh at them, but you are the Jerry Springer because the cares of this life have drowned out the deep spiritual truths. Because you are the Jerry Springer, so when you watch Jerry Springer, you're looking at a mirror image of yourself. Because you're fighting about the pieces of the pie instead of seeing the whole pie. Hello? Can somebody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Let's see. Let me knock. Anybody awake? Anybody out there awake? Have you even started Algebra 1? Have you started Calculus 1? Have you stepped into advanced math yet? Have you stepped into advanced spirituality? Have you stepped into advanced truth, advanced knowledge, advanced wisdom? Are you still on the earth plane, focused on the cares of this life and the cycle of time just repeating over and over and over? This happened last week. How come you can't remember that that happened last week? It happened last month. It happened last year. Every year you go to the football game, the Super Bowl. Well, wait a minute. Last year, didn't we have a Super Bowl last year? And didn't each team wear a red and a blue outfit? The red team versus the blue team? And the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before. Oh, and I go over here to the basketball game, and they got red versus blue. And I go to here and watch a hockey game, and they got red and blue. Wait a minute. I watch a soccer team, and they got red and blue. And I watched the political game, they got red and blue. I watched the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi game competition, they got red and blue. Coke is red, Pepsi is blue. Wait a minute. That happens in your face every day, but you don't see the red versus the blue because you haven't even started Calculus 1 or even Algebra 1 yet. It's hidden in plain view because you're blinded by the cares of this life. And you don't even know that you have a piecemeal brute beast mindset and you attack the people who are whole and complete and set apart because you're not. Come on now. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. I wish I had a bell. Let's see if I can. Hey Google, can you play a bell sound?
This isn't a go-go.
That's not what I was looking for. It's time to wake up, people. It's time to wake up. Hey Google, can you play a wake-up alarm?
All right, when for?
Right now.
Done. Your alarm's set for 11:47 p.m.
I don't hear it yet. Wake up time. It's wake up time. It's wake up time. You've been asleep, Neo. And we want to change your name to from Neo, N-E-O, to O-N-E, the one. And so when you wake up and the family members around you and the people around you see you wake up, then they're going to start attacking you because you have left Babylon, you left Egypt, and you decided to walk the spiritual walk, just like Bunyan guy who wrote The Pilgrim's Progress. He had to leave everything, and they all looked at him like he was crazy because they cared about the cares of this life so much they couldn't see the spiritual realm. There's another world hidden in plain view, Neo, but you can't see it because you've been blinded by the brute beast flesh mind.